We are looking at Surah Fatir, the 35th Surah of the Noble Quran. This Surah, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about various aspects of His creation. And in our discourse previously, we spoke about two things. That one is that you do a good deed, but you need it, or you utter a good word, but you need an action to take it up. So good statements are not enough. You need action to support that. That is one particular meaning. And the other is, we said that when you do good deeds and that is supported with the dhikr of Allah, then those actions are more likely to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah now goes on to describe His creative powers. And He says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah has created you from sand, and then from a seed, meaning sperm, and then made you in pairs, male and female. Allah had created Sayyidina Adam and Sayyidina, in fact, Sayyidina Adam alone from sand. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then states that mankind too were created from sand because their father was created from sand, from whom every human being was born. Like someone said in his bio, direct descendant of Sayyidina Adam. So yes, we all are direct descendants of Sayyidina Adam. And it was Sayyidina Adam, alayhi salatu salam, that people were produced from the sperm when it infused with a female egg. And that is where it started off. Allah Rabbul Izzah has knowledge of everything. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِإِلْمِهِ. He has knowledge of every female that conceives and delivers, recorded in the book. Now you may object and you say, yes, we also know what this female has in her womb because of the scan. But how often that scan is wrong? I remember for one of my nephews or nieces, initially the scan, when they went to the doctor, the scan indicated it was supposed to be a female. That is what the doctor said. And it turned out to be a male. So that is the case for the scan. Then also with the scan and the gender, you can only determine the gender at a particular stage that you say, now, after so many weeks, we'll tell you what is the gender. However, I was, you know, my personal inclination was never to check the gender with all four of my children. I never looked at that, just to keep the excitement at the time of the birth. So you can say, it's a girl, or it's a boy, and that brings a different degree of excitement. So I was personally not, that was my choice. Not that it is not permissible or anything like that. Allah Rabbul Izzah knows the detail of that person, meaning whether the person is Sa'idun or Shaqiyun, whether the person is to be a noble person or a wretched person. وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِإِلْمِهِ. And the lady also delivers with the knowledge of Allah. How often the doctors are unable to really predict. They give you a date, but they do not know when exactly. Even with the seizure or anything like that. So the exact time when the child will come into this world, that Allah knows. It is part of the knowledge of Allah. And all of this has been contained in the Lawhul Mahfuz. It contains the ages of people, the length, how long they will remain here. So it's extremely easy, simple for Allah to keep a track of everything. And Allah has decreed these matters before people came into this world. Before you even came into this world, this matter was already set up and decreed by Allah Rabbul Izzah. Moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرُ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ أُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. And no aged person is made to advance in age, nor a part is curtailed from his age, but all of this is recorded in the book. So Allah blesses a person with long age. It's already recorded in the preserved tablet, Lawhul Mahfuz. And when the age of a certain person is kept less in terms of the number of years, that too is also recorded already in the Lawhul Mahfuz. So that is all the text that, you know, has been recorded there, the length, the shortness, whatever it is. Also, what we need to understand is that when you come into this world, the number of days, the number of years, the number of months, the number of days, the number of seconds, the number of minutes, the number of breaths that you are going to take have already been preordained. And with every passing day, you're actually getting younger. I mean, in fact, yes, you're getting closer to your objective, your end point. And it was for that reason that the poet says, Hayatuka anfasun tu'ad, fa kullama madha nafasun minha intaqasat bihi juz'a. Your life is the name of counted breaths. So whenever a moment passes, a part of your life diminishes. So in terms of the life itself, it is ordained as to how long you're going to live in this world. However, the hadith says, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَيُّبْسَتَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَهُ. He who wishes that his sustenance and age is increased should treat his close relatives well. He should observe silatul rahim, and that would be a means of him increasing in his age. Now, when we talk of increasing age, as in the hadith, Allah will bless one with good children, will make dua for you. So this person may not be any more in this world, but he keeps receiving the du'as while he's in the grave. So it is as though he's living. That is one of the meanings of this particular narration, that you are granted when it is said that by joining family ties, your age will increase by the fact that while you're in the grave, you'll continue to attain reward. And this is the way, in this way, your age is increased because your actions have not terminated. But you continue to enjoy the benefit of your actions, even though you've already left this world. Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about his favors and the different types of water that are found in this world. Some water sources contain water that is palatable, which quench one's thirst, like the water from rivers, from mountains, from boreholes. And then you have other water which is salty or bitter or difficult to drink, like the water of the ocean and certain types of rivers. So the different type of water are not just coincidental. These are by the decree of Allah. And Allah has made each one different, and therefore He says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. The two oceans are not the same. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ. On the one hand, you have sweet, thirst-quenching and pleasant to drink. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ عُجَاجٌ. And on the other hand, you have salty and bitter water. So these two seas are not the same. The one is sweet, quenching and easy to drink. The other is salty and bitter. Allah then goes on to describe many benefits of these water bodies, and he says, وَمِن كُلِّن تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. From each of these, you eat fresh meat. So fresh meat is basically fish. Whether it is from the river or from the ocean, both types of fish are consumed. So that is one benefit you get. You get your form of sustenance, fish. There's also the birds also eat from there. There's certain types of birds that go and drink the water and that. That's one benefit. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً. The second benefit is that you extract jewels from the water. Pearls, shells and other gems are found in the water which you make jewelry. Hilya means ornaments, refers to the pearls. So this first tells us that the way pearls are found in the brackish water, also found in sweet water, something contrary to the general belief. Since it's well known that pearls are harvested from the brackish water of the sea, however, the reality is what is evident from the words of the Quran, that they form in both, yes, much less in sweet water, far more in brackish water of the sea, that they are found in the sea excessively, and that is what contributed to the popular belief that it comes from the sea, but it is found both places. Now Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Talbasunaha. Allah uses the masculine form of this word, hinting that being released, that the use of pearls is permissible for men as well as for women, contrary to gold and silver, the use of which as an ornament is permissible for gold and silver. You can, men are not allowed to wear gold, they can only wear silver. So this is an interesting, very delicate point that is drawn from this. And then the third benefit that Allah has outlined about the transport in the ocean. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرَ. And you will see ships cleavering through the waters. لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that you may seek from Allah's bounty. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And that you may show gratitude. A ship traveling through the ocean. And ships have become so big, 300 and 400 meters long, 10 and 15 stories high, almost like a mountain. And that is what Allah Rabbul Izzah refers to in Surah Rahman, that these ships are like mountains. When you look at them, they are like cities of their own. People have gone on these cruises, and they talk about the fact that there's 5 swimming pools, there's tennis courts, there's so much entertainment. There's like a soccer field. There's a walking track. You have different restaurants, cabins that the whole crew, just say there are 2,000 people on. There are 1,500 service crew on with the captain and all. So it's become a city of its own. And the fact that a needle, when you put a needle on the water, light, yet it goes to the bottom. An ocean, a ship, hundreds of tons, thousands of tons of cargo, yet it remains on top. How is this possible? This is the bounty of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And therefore, the fact that up until today, cargo is transported by and large to ships. I remember sitting in Mombasa, and the flat where I was residing when I went to Mombasa, and that was to deliver some lectures, it was overlooking the canal that led to the harbour. Mombasa is one of those unique cities that have a natural harbour. They didn't have to build it. They just had to dig out slightly. But the way the city is located, with a portion of land protruding and water going around that, you have a natural harbour. And at any given moment, there was ships coming in. When you look at the ocean, it was filled to capacity, the number of ships coming in at every moment. Now, all of this is simply the bounties of Allah. Allah has made it possible for you to transport. You want heavy-duty transport to take place, it is through this. There is no other medium. Yes, it can be through the plane, but it's too heavy. So the primary medium is still ocean transport, and Allah has enumerated this is a bounty. There are so many things that you have in front of you, in your home, that has been brought to you through this particular medium, and you haven't even thought about it. Take a moment and think and look at your, what is around. Look at what has come to you from China, and think about the fact that this was transported through the ocean. We use this medium, you pay for it, you pay for the service, but the broader foundation of this ni'mat that Allah has granted you, for that you can never really pay Allah Rabbul Izzah back. So that is what you need to reflect on at this moment.